In Baghdad, however, the hoped-for and worshipped paradise did not await me. Instead, the difficulties that had accompanied me, even before my pilgrimage month, were there again. I asked everywhere if there was any way to earn some money for a living and onward travel, but all requests were hopeless. For the smallest job, you needed a work permit as a foreigner. In my backpack, I had the letter of recommendation from a friend of my father to a compatriot who was supposed to work as a secretary at the Pakistan Embassy in Baghdad. With some difficulty, I actually managed to locate the embassy and the secretary with high hopes. For hours, I had to wait in front of the building in great heat and fell asleep on a bench. Finally, I was admitted. I handed my letter to the good man. He cleared his throat audibly, knocked his knuckle on the table, and then made an offer. He could send me back the same way to Alamosa as I had come to Baghdad. He did not understand me. To him, Pakistan was paradise on earth. No wonder he did not have to live there. From Pakistani compatriots, I got the address of Uncle Sadiq, who would help his brothers in need. Brother Sadiq had gained a foothold in Baghdad. He dug and washed gold in the Euphrates and employed local and Pakistani workers in his workshop. He was prepared to hire me secretly. I was supposed to sweep up the sand and the garbage in his goldsmith shop, put everything into a large sieve, and then wash out the remaining gold splinters on the river bank. It was hard work, but for a while everything went well, and I could start accumulating some money. After 2 weeks, several policemen stormed the operation of Uncle Sadiq unannounced. I could not escape in time and was arrested on the spot. I was imprisoned in the nearby prison in a solitary cell without a table and chair and had to sleep on the cold concrete floor. After all, I got something to eat and drink and was not beaten like other prisoners.